So this is about our extenuating fancy, our extenuating grace, our extenuating tribute to our highest truth. So when they say extenuating, it's so interesting because I was talking about a master having three breaths and returning to equilibrium, returning to center. So when they say extenuating, it's showing how we reach further than our distraction. It's so interesting how they just use whatever seems to be arising. So in other words, when you have the afflictive emotion, when you have anger, fear, worry, guilt, I wasn't to just categorize it all as stress, but when you have that, what we're realizing is that there's a higher purpose, there's a higher opportunity, so that as we move through these energies, as we move through these fields of disturbance, what's occurring simultaneously is an offering of awakening. It's an offering of paying tribute to our highest dance, to our highest victory, to our highest service call. So as we will receive this offering, it's almost like I'm handing out cards here. As you will receive this offering, as you will receive this allowance, it's really to fortify our entryway into the new tomorrow. In other words, into the new paradigm, into new possibilities, into new understandings of truth. Because indeed, it's they're saying like follow the leader. Like in other words, we're being led as we will follow, as we will allow, as we will demonstrate. So you want to remember that what's coming up, they're going like a chew, like something surfacing. What's coming up is there to bring forth praise. And they're literally showing me like, so interesting, that the slave ships and stuff, you know, from Africa to America, and the idea being that we've been enslaved by these old energies and these old constitutions. And so as we will receive our gift of true allowance, of true occurrence, what we're entitled to is an opportunity to extend, to go beyond that normal, sort of like that knee-jerk reaction. So as we will each receive, as we will offer ourselves to our highest occurrence, to our highest allowance, we receive this fortified support. So this is like, I literally see like someone climbing up. And so instead of trying to do it yourself, it's like you have those that are kind of giving you like a heave-ho, like a 1, 2, 3 lift up. So this is about our attainment. And when I say attainment, the energy I felt, it's like so strong, it's solid. So when I say like this is our attainment, it's really realizing that we're going beyond that normal value. In other words, all the energies that we've been responding to in the ego, that there is a buoyancy, there's a leverage that brings us forth to the light, that brings us forth to higher currents, that brings us forth into new affordability, like a new place of standing, a new place of standing. So we want to take advantage of these opportunities. You know, if you think about it, it's like nothing stands still. Everything is changed. Like think about even what we think of as physical, that there's nothing that's really stationary. It's constantly vibrating. Everything's in motion. So as we will entitle ourselves, as we will self-promote, as we will bring ourselves into new ranking order, justify pride is amongst us, because what we're doing is we're identifying with the new truth, we're identifying with the new allowance, we're identifying, they're saying, with the new locomotion. And so that locomotion is the vibration. It's the vibration of new allowance. So as we will receive, as we will acquaint ourselves with the new provisions, we have ample opportunity to climb on board. So that extenuating circumstances, like allowing ourselves that safe passage, allowing ourselves that place of endurance, where we come to see ourselves rightly. Now that's very, very essential. It all has to do with self-perception. As we see ourselves as stewards of the new light, as we see ourselves as bridge makers, as we see ourselves with amplified pleasure, and again, that amplified pleasure is, it's sort of like seeing life anew, seeing yourself anew, seeing things from a new understanding, a new platform. And so as we will offer this to ourselves, as we will unite in our sacred heart, and again, it's releasing that just following the ego, like I just see like following a script or following like a song sheet. As we release that like place card and we open up to make the shift, new possibilities occur. Because remember, it's like the journey without distance. We're not traveling to some different place. We're signaling our readiness to perform from a higher octave. So to perform from our sacred vision, from that renewal of the of our destiny in aligning with our true ascended grace. So as we will receive these allowances, these energies help us, fortify us, strengthen us, so that we make, they're saying, make all things right and new again. So again, it has to do with discernment. So the energies that are coming forth, the quickening, is alerting us to, they're saying, the place of second chances. And so what it is, it's like nothing has changed, but how we receive, how we reflect, how we renew and afford ourselves life. So in English, it's sort of like not, same situation, same whatever, but it's like suddenly the light bulb goes off. Suddenly we see a new possibility, new direction. Suddenly we have the ability, what would you call that? It's sort of like it's leverage, but like things are in motion so that we can move into a new offering, a new possibility. So as we open to receive, as we open to allow, they're asking us to have, I'm seeing my hands, but they literally look like wings. Where would I put to that? It's like not to hold on tightly. So it's like as you release attachment, as you offer yourself, your environment, your everything, as you offer it to the highest attainment, it's like your higher self always, always, always knows how to lead you to your good. Much better than our linear self that isn't attached, that has fears, that has all this stuff going on. So when I was like looking at my hands, it was like it wasn't grasping to anything. It was almost like higher, just sort of in motion. And so the idea is to be guided, that would be the right word, like to be guided by our higher self, allowing that safe passage, allowing that understanding where all is possible, in ways that we can't even imagine, in ways we can't even fathom. Because again, what we experience has to do with our attachments. It has to do with our attachments to our old role model. In other words, past beliefs, past occurrences. Everything we experienced in this incarnation, we tag along with us, we travel. Now, some of it is serving us. Some of it, quite frankly, it's time to let go. So perceptions of, you know, seeing yourself because of what was fed to you, what you agreed to, whatever it is, it's like this is the day of new possibilities. This is the day of new adventure. This is like the time we've been waiting for. So the more that you rid yourself of attachment, meaning that you're willing to be led. Now, that doesn't mean you just walk away from your life, but it means that you hold it with tender hands, meaning that you're not clinging, you're not grasping. You're allowing your higher self to determine which goes first, which goes second, which isn't needed at all. So the more that we get comfortable in realizing that we're kind of like deferring or bowing to that higher occurrence. Now, this isn't that we no longer have control. This is that we're giving control to the aspect of ourself that knows best. So you really want to understand it's really you. It's just the part of you that is one with God's mind, that is the wise one, so to speak, after Passover, the wise one. So the wise one is really the one that is in alignment with your future self, the one that is in alignment with your Christ being. So it knows what's for your best and highest good. It knows which way to go. It knows what you need better than you do. So when we have these like list of I want this, I want this, I want this, it's remembering that we want all these things based on our linear experience, based on our linear experience and expectation. But again, each of us are evolving into a new being of Christ. Each of us are moving into a new experience beyond our current intellectual understanding. So it's very possible that what we think we need, we don't. It's also possible that we need some things that we're entitled to that we haven't even put on our wish list. So the more that we come in agreement with allowing our higher self to use its good discernment to guide us, to promote us, to signal our readiness, and to show us our next steps. Now, this is very, very vital because on some level, each of us are like have a different ratio of approaching our spiritual path with the intellect. It's hard not to when we're still learning how to really release that and be guided moment to moment. And so the attunement, the energies that are being offered are helping us assimilate with that new presence where it's sort of like we have liftoff, we have leverage, we have new delight, where we open up. Now, when I experience this, it's just like you don't feel the heaviness, you don't feel the worry, you don't feel the anything, because you understand you're being promoted, you're being self-promoted. And when I say self, it's like an expanded, how do I feel? It's like I don't feel the contraction, I feel heavenly, I mean that truly. It's like I feel eternal. I feel beyond, like bound to earth. So we're staying in earth. We're using our mind bodies. We're using our form, but we're committed to our higher value, a higher purpose. So remember, our higher purpose is not just let me go out and save the world. Our higher purpose is to come into true consent with the provisions of the higher frequency. So wherever we are still operating out of that density, out of things gotta have to be really hard, that I'm separate from what I need, or they're saying especially like self-perceptions. This is the lower density. And so some of us are like, let me go help, let me go serve. And we're ignoring the fact that, you know, our fly is open or whatever. Like, in other words, serve yourself, you know, before you go rushing to attend. Because for some of us, like to show up where we're still traveling with these dense energies, it's much more advantageous to kind of keep us parked and self-promote first. So again, where we're looking, where we're responding to, where we're receiving kind privilege is from, I'm just going to say, like a very high allowance. What I mean by that is there's a lot of grace that's being offered for our consent, for our union, for our devotion. So in English, as we devote ourselves to the light, as we devote ourselves to the higher cause, then these energies are devoted to us. It can only be that way. It could only be that way. So the more that we open up with assurance to our light, the more that we open up to receiving our heavenly treasures, it's just like the faster everything's going to come on board. So again, some of these, like in the beginning, the energies of despair, the energies of consternation, like all the afflictive emotions. So we want to like notice them, recognize them, not deny them. You can't just sit on them like a pillow and make them go away. But as we allow them energy, we allow them exposure, we're going to find that there's a richer blessing, there's a higher platform, there's a higher allowance. In other words, there's another choice. There's another choice. So as this activation is sealed, as this activation is readied, we are coming to witness the energy exchange of delight. So as we all will receive this offering, it's to receive this with joy, with, what word that be? I'm just getting it in light language, and it's like the translating, I must be tired, I'm like a little slow. to receive in joy, to receive in true remembrance. And they want me to explain that. Like I'm translating this in English so we all understand, but the truth is, and they want me to explain this, that we're all receiving this in a higher allowance. In other words, we're all already multidimensional. And so when you receive these activations, there are words, but there's an offering that's occurring beyond words. And they're saying that like we're having conversation that is beyond the words. So this telepathic reverberation. So, and then they're saying that like we're entitled to understand this because this is where our power comes from, to no longer just rely on the linear, to no longer rely on the five senses. This is part of our upgrade, is to understand the good value. And they want to explain this to me, and I know like lots of us get downloads lately, but sometimes I'll get a download and it's just sort of like in one moment, I know what it would take me, I don't know, a page or something to write out. It's like, and this, and this, and this, and this. But it just comes in, shoop, in one moment. So again, this is occurring for all of us. This is occurring for all of us as we coincide with our loveliness. In other words, as we step into agreement to receive our multidimensional exposure, to receive our new requirement, because again, remember who we are. We're beings of light. We're beings of light. And so it's like this energy is coalesced and it's like it comes down to a form where it materializes and 3D and all that, but that we operate beyond it. It's very, they're saying, essential that we come on board with this premise. Like in other words, just like we understand the earth is round, or so they claim, but just like basic facts that we just take, to include this as a basic fact of life. The fact that we're multidimensional, the fact that we have energy exchange, energy provisions, communicate beyond the five senses. The fact that we're all one, there's no separation. So this is how you do mediumship. This is how you can call on anybody you want to have a conversation with because there's no separation. This is how you can pray for somebody on the other end of the planet and they receive the energy. There's no separation. So they're saying it's time to start incorporating on like an everyday user-friendly basis that which we know to be true. That which we know to be true. Because again, they're showing me when I used to go apple picking, with a friend of mine when I was a kid. And it's like, because when you understand the principle of picking an apple from a tree, like, you don't have any concerns about it. It's like, all I have to do is reach up my hand, pull the apple, and it's mine. So they're saying it's time to enjoy your just desserts. It's time to acquire a taste for the good life in really understanding our power, really understanding our provisions, and affording ourselves the rite of passage, Because again, we're all healers. We all have extraordinary spiritual wealth. And so it's like day by day, we're learning how to incorporate that into our everyday existence. So as groovy as we are, as entitled as we are, it's like we're just, oh my gosh, they're showing me like the beach and they're handing me like just a few grains of sand. So that's just kind of represents what is available to us and in this ongoing remembrance of our true dedication, our true worth and value. So as we receive this entitlement, they're asking us to receive it on behalf of all, so that all that, as we're one, as all our brethren, our brothers and sisters open to this heavenly bliss, to this heavenly allowance, for us to receive it on all levels, all extensions, so all of our past lives, future lives. And then for any areas of, they're saying upgraded assistance. I like that, upgraded assistance. So where you would like assistance in knowing truth, any areas in need of healing. And healing meaning wholeness, for you to know that you are already whole, meaning all that you need comes to you in the perfect form, in the perfect deliverance, in good measure. Got a jaguar walking around. I don't know if anyone has a jaguar as a totem animal. I've got a jaguar just walking around. So beautiful. Powerful. Powerful. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, everybody, so much for your attendance, for your love, for your transmissions. When I say transmissions, I can feel the energy just like commingling as we all receive. So thank you again. We will be back, let us see. Sunday is the next grouping. We'll have the channeling group Sunday at 1:30. And then Monday evening at 7 p.m., we'll have our next free attunement as well. So much love, so much love. Oh, let me just add, because I mentioned this to someone, they asked me, if you want to join one of the online groups because you want the attunement part, but you don't want to pay the donation and really have a question, you're welcome to do that. You're welcome to click on listen to the attunement, and then just click off when they start the questions and answers. In the alternative, I'm not sure how to do this, but I noticed some people put, instead of their name, they just put listening, and then I know not to call on them. So if you want to keep enjoying those attunements, because I know I slowed down on that a little bit just to prioritize some of what I needed, but everyone is more than welcome to join any of those groups and listen, you know, to be present for the attunement. So I don't want anyone to miss out that would like to take advantage of that. Other than that, so much love, everybody. Thank you, everyone, for your kind words.